Om Shanti. So today's slogan was, don't be the creator of problem, but be the destroyer of problem. So in Kali Yuga, as we see, there are so many different variety of problems created. Do you know how we create problem for others? So we can create problem to others by our impurity. Because, if somebody is discussing too much all the time, asking questions, we say this person is a headache for me, creating headache. Or any negativity, we disrespect somebody. Say, oh, you don't know anything, you are hopeless, you have done nothing, how many times I had to tell you, so many times I had told you not to do this, not to do this, yet you are doing it. So we get angry, upset, and insult them. Some people are good in manipulating others. So naturally, their mind is not able to decide the truth. They get influenced by others' opinion. So naturally, the discerning power is affected. Judgment power is affected. Also, we can create negativity amongst two people. Because in scriptures, mantra is famous to create jealousy. She inspired. Mother of Bharat, Kaikeyi, to send Ram to forest. So it created problem for Ram that he had to go in a forest life for 14 years. So she created jealousy amongst two wives of Ram's father. So that is also creating problem. Sometimes we are rude to others. Don't ask me now. No, we say, don't ask me now. Ask me later on. So rather than saying, I'm busy now, please. Check with me later on. So being rude, we hurt them. Or some people ignore someone. They are coming to your house and you don't welcome them. As if they are a burden to you, then you are ignoring them. Or ignore their opinion, saying, oh no, your opinion is no good. Whatever I think is right. So naturally, different way we can hurt other people getting angry, upset with somebody. So, greedy people will cheat others. Steal from someone, speak lie. All these things will create trouble for others. And that's why we have to be very careful that we are not hurting anybody's feeling, we are not ignoring them, insulting them, etc. So problems can be there. And what we need to do is, because as you see nowadays, all terrorists, they kill so many people. So not only they are creating trouble, but creating their death. In medical field also, some people have done so much wrong thing. They don't clean the syringe after giving injection to someone. Which means they transmit the disease from one person to many people. Negligence. Because of their negligence, sometimes one patient's operation was to be done on left kidney and they did on the right kidney. Sometimes they say, we are operating you, but operating on one part, but they take away kidney without letting them know. So in medical field also, people play with the lives of some innocent patients. So that's where we find that nowadays, because of greed, people do anything, everything. And that's how they create trouble for others. So there are troublemakers and there are troubleshooters who really remove the troubles. And that's what, just as Baba has come to liberate us from sorrow, suffering, and give us a peaceful, happy life. Our aim also should be not only to be peaceful and happy in our situation, all the time, different situation, but we have to help others. Because our life is to be benefactor to all. Just as Baba is benefactor, in the same way, we have to be benefactor for other people. Now, let us first see how different situation we can get affected, or normal people get affected. And how Jnana and Yoga helps us to be beyond those troubles. Because, as we know, in Kali Yuga, everybody's body is playing. Even the young people may have cancer. In 30s or 20s, people may have heart attack. And so many people having cancer, all sorts of diseases. So Baba helps us to be beyond body. And as we know, the example of Dadis. When Dadi Prakash Mani was operated in Mumbai in 1960s, the same hospital, one another sannyasi was operated. And that sannyasi was all the time shouting and demanding attention. And Dadi Prakash Mani was very quiet. So the doctor said to that sannyasi, "Just see this holy mother. She is so quiet and you are so rowdy." So even doctor commented the peaceful nature of Brahmins. Same thing with Dadi Gulzar. When she was operated for cancer, the second day when Dr. Mehta went to see him, before he asked questions, "Hello, how are you?" Dadi says, "Om Shanti, doctor, how are you today?" So doctor was so surprised that this is the question I should have asked patient, and she is asking me and she is so peaceful. And so by getting impressed by her peaceful nature, he came to Gyan. So Baba's children are used to treat hospital as a holy place. Even whenever Dadi Janki goes to hospital for her own treatment or some other people's treatment, she will always have aim, "I want to serve them." So she will be giving toli, drishti, and sharing some jnana. So that way, serving patients and doctors, nurses, everybody. I remember once we were in Ahmedabad airport. So the person who was checking our luggage, he asked, "How is your Dadi Janki? We haven't seen her for a long time." So, and at Ahmedabad airport, whoever will see us will say, "Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti." Because they know from our dress that we are Brahma Kumar Kumaris. So rather than say hello or namaste or hi, they say Om Shanti. So the thing is, whichever situation we are, we can maintain peaceful nature, health, being bodiless. So we may not cure sickness, but at least the healing is fast with meditation. So we are not crying and complaining all the time. Problems will come. Health problem will be there. Wealth problem will be there. As you all experienced. Some of you had just exchanged money here or in your own country. Now that money is useless. Especially if you have changed it in your own country and you don't have receipt from bank. Only bank will let you know tomorrow whether they will give you the right currency. So the thing is, wealth problem is always there. And naturally, when we are bhikkhus, we are honest. And once we are doing everything legal, there is no problem. Those who have legally changed to bank and they got receipt, they will definitely get their money back. But those who have changed it illegally from money changer, I think they may be losing that money. So that's where we have to see that we are honest. And I remember in 70s, early 80s, when Brahman used to work, the jobs in Australia were very easy. So if one Brahman was working with some company and another Brahman wanted job, so if that Brahman asked the company that my friend wants job, this is the vacancy, can he join us? So the boss will say, oh yes, you are so honest and sincere and working hard. If your friend wants, yes, he can join. So it was easy to get into job because of being Brahman, being honest and sincere. And Baba is giving us imperishable wealth. And so Baba is giving us imperishable wealth, so we are not so much worried, because otherwise we worry what will happen. And as Baba says, my children will get enough food, at least to chapati and dal. They will get. So the thing is, Baba will not keep the children starving. That's sure. So the thing is, we may not be very wealthy. As Dadi says, I'm wearing white nice dress, very white and ironed properly and all, but my pockets are empty. I don't carry any money. So the thing is, we may not have too much money, but we will have enough to survive and not worry for future. And Baba has given us two intoxication. People have false intoxication. If they have wealth, lot of houses and cars and all comfortable things, people may think, okay, we are in heaven. But Baba says, don't worry about it. You are living simply, so you can just have enough, not luxury, but enough to survive. So we find there is not much wealth problem and relationship problem in the world, especially in the Western world. They have love marriage, but that love marriage doesn't last more than 10 years. Relationship strained between parents and children. Especially when children become teenagers, what they do is, they say, I am free now, I will do whatever I like. When they are young, until 10, 11, they will be obedient. But then they become rebellious. Now if parents say it's day, they say no, it's night. Parents say wear this color dress, children will say no, I will wear another color. So they become very much independent and not respectful to parents. Strained relationship. In Australia, we had one Brahmin mother. The children, when they were young, they used to come to class. But once the girl became 16, 17, she decided she doesn't want to stay at home under mother's restrictions. So she became a street child, staying on streets. So the thing is, people don't have loving relationship. There can be fault with both parents and children, because parents also, they are sometimes very bossy. But children will not tolerate that bossiness. So relationship between husband and wife, because in India the wife doesn't earn much money, so she is very obedient and say haji haji all the time. But in the West, because wives are working, they don't want to be all the time subservient. They'll say, we'll do whatever we want. Husband will say, come, let's go to movie. And wife will say, no, let's go to park. Or Brahma Kumari wife, she will say, I will go to my class. Husband says, I will want to go to my club or pub. So the thing is, relationships are strained. But what I have observed, in Australia we had a couple, Indian husband and Australian wife. And Australian wife was also professional business lady. And Indian husband, those who are familiar with Indian husband, they would know, they are always demanding. And they are the right. Others are wrong. Wife has to be obeying and doing everything for husband. So naturally, both had love marriage, but they split so many times, at least 3-4 times, and then got together. After Gyan, both came to Gyan. And children also, when they were young, they came to Baba. So what happened? They didn't live together, but they became friends. And were helpful to each other and maintaining good relationship with parents and children and all. Then wife had cancer. So then husband and wife started living together, and husband helped her until she died. So he became like a helper in her time of distress. So the thing is, in London also I heard one couple had split and didn't know that the other partner was in Gyan. But then they met once in center. So the thing is, after coming into Gyan, they become friends, even if they are split. So relation improves, because each one becomes little bit flexible. So the problem is solved by themselves. Now, problems may be because of natural calamities. And we find so many natural calamities everywhere. Now I give example of tsunami in Sri Lanka and Chennai. They were the two major countries affected. Indonesia, one city was completely washed away. There were no Brahmins over there. But Sri Lanka, we had many centers around tsunami area. But none of the center was affected. Colombo center, only couple of meters away from sea. You are sitting in the hall and you can see the sea. That much close. But water did come at the ground floor. And most of the Brahman went on second floor. And some of them had already left after Morli. It was around 8 o'clock or something. That tsunami wave was affecting that city. And very little damage. None of the Brahman was killed, though about 20,000 people were killed in that few hours tsunami attack. To that extent, one of the Brahman sisters was on the beach at that time. And she was accompanied by three other sisters. Four of them were standing and chatting in one area, all above 50. So when tsunami wave came, one of the mothers grabbed Brahma Kumari mother. And Brahma Kumari mother said, "Oh Baba." And this mother left her. And after the tsunami waves went away, only this one mother survived. The three other mothers around in the same spot died. So that's how Baba says, "I look after my children." Even if there is fire, you will be safe. And we have seen so many natural calamities, earthquake, volcano, flight, having fire, and Brahmins in that were safe. Ram Prakash of New York, he was in the same building, Twin Tower, when the flight went through. But he was luckily below the flight path. So he was safe, and he helped many other people to come out safely. So that's what we have seen. Many accidents and many natural calamities, Brahmins were safe. In Australia, in one car accident, one of her sisters' car had somersault 3 times. And car was set on fire, and sister was standing out looking at the car burning. So that way we see how Baba helps children, even in accidents. Many Brahmins had car accidents, head-on collision. Car written off, Brahman with minor injuries. So the thing is, we find that how, especially remembering Baba, at the time of incident, accident, Baba helps. So that way, we have seen all the situations where Baba Himself helps us when we are in trouble. But then, at the same time, nowadays we find how we can help other people who are in trouble. Because whoever is sick, what we do? Have yoga power, yoga bhaktis to help them. And many, many situations I get email from many Brahmins saying, oh, because of your good wishes, everything went well. Operations, health problem, examination, interview of the job, etc. So they send email, okay, at this time we are getting operated, please send good wishes. And Brahman giving them good wishes helps them. They get so much power. That way we are able to help people who are in trouble. And I remember one incident in Australia. There was one road rage case. Somebody didn't allow the car at the back to go and overtake. So this guy got so angry, he stopped in front of the car and started shouting and screaming, fighting with each other. And this BK brother, he went there and he stood so peacefully that both became peaceful. So yoga power helps to other people also. Our peaceful vibration can help other people who are in trouble or fighting, etc. So main thing we have to remember is, with thoughts, words, actions, we try to help other people and not hurt anybody. So we have to be very careful what we think, what we speak, what we do. So that we don't have any negative thoughts. We have good wishes for everybody. Because everybody is nowadays in one or another trouble. So we should try to help them and see that they are not hurt. So we have to see, pay attention to ourselves. Brahman life is to pay attention. Knowing is easy. We know everything. What is good, what is bad, what is worse, what is best, etc. We know everything. Now we need that much yoga power to be what we think is right, to do whatever is right, and keep our mind clean and clear. Because if we don't have our mind clean and clear, then we are not able to see what we are doing. So introspection, checking ourselves, is very essential for our Brahman life, that we are able to know before doing wrong that this is wrong, or before speaking, because we have to really check what we are thinking, speaking and doing, so that we are not doing any vikarma. We are not hurting anybody with our words and activities. So we have to see that we, even if those who are defaming us, Baba says, consider them your friend, that they are making you strong to see how much tolerance power we have. Even if somebody is abusing us, we have to see we maintain good wishes for them, maintain love for them. That will change them. So the thing is, Baba has taught us to be good, do good, and speak sweetly. Sweetness is the virtue we have to imbibe. To prepare sweet toli may take time and money and energy. But to speak sweetly, no charge. We can be sweet, cheerful, loving, because our aim is all virtuous, completely viceless. So we have to keep always our aim clear and keep on checking ourselves. What am I doing? Am I helping somebody or am I hurting somebody? As it is, we have the burden of our vikarma for so long. So now it's time to absolve our vikarma through yoga power. So we should have powerful yoga so that we are what we want to be or what we know. Knowing and being the same. Not that we know a lot, but to be that, we find it difficult to. Through yoga power, we can transform ourselves. So that as much as we are paying attention, we'll be able to be what we want to be. Om Shanti. So we will have now meditation until Dadi comes and until Dadi leaves.